And again, for maybe those who maybe are hearing these terms for the very first time, what are we talking about?
Yeah, I'll explain each one.
Please.
When we are hooked up to an electroencephalograph, what it's doing is measuring the vibrational frequency of the brain. And the highest level is called beta. Beta is normally 14 to 22 cycles a second. High beta would be, well, for example, 45 cycles would be hysteria. 63 cycles would be an epileptic seizure. Fluorescent light bulbs, by the way, are producing 60 hertz, 60 cycles a second. And if we're around a lot of electromagnetic stuff, light switches and radios and TV monitors and all of that, we tend to entrain up to those high frequencies. But that's beta, that's high outer reactiveness, it's a defensive state. Alpha is more or less 7 to 14 cycles a second, which is sort of the idling speed of the brain. It has to do with peacefulness and calm and inner peace and inner direction, that sort of thing. High subconscious. Theta is 4 to 7 cycles a second and has to do with intuition and that sort of thing. It's sort of low subconscious. And then the superconscious, so-called, or the unconscious, is delta, 1/4 to 4 cycles a second. Interestingly, it's called unconscious because in beta, it's high ego activity. In delta, it's no ego activity. Some think it's our connection with the infinite. And in fact, the vibrational frequency, delta, is also the vibrational frequency of the heart. In fact, Plato, interesting thing, Plato said, if you want to heal the body and the mind, you first have to look to the heart. And he called the heart the soul, sacred heart. Meaning, it's like if you've got two factions in a war, you've usually got a third faction making money out of both sides. They call them the international bankers today. But here we have this outer reactive defensive brain, and then we have this incredible thinking heart. And by the way, the heart transplant people have proven that the heart literally starts beating before the brain is formed. It has its own consciousness and continues to beat for a short time after it's taken out of the body. And then you have this self-healing body. It's like type A behavior brain, type B behavior heart, and self-healing body. And by the way, the heart generates over 5,000 times more electromagnetic energy in the day than the brain does. But we have this brain that thinks it's in control of everything. But I ask my students, and often when I give lectures, I say, take your right or left hand, whichever is your dominant hand, and put it on you. Nobody puts their hand on their head. They always put it on their heart.
Mm-hmm.
Even though the head controls the hand when mm-hmm. it knows who's in charge, when the brain calms down and comes back into balance, this regulating heart can allow the self-healing body to do what it knows to and wants to.
What is your opinion of light and sound machines?
We've done a lot of studies with those. I'm not impressed with the sound machines because we took people that were deaf in one ear and nothing particularly happened. The light made some difference, but it was only temporary because most people are so armored in a muscular way, armored in an abnormal, unbalanced way, that even if it works for a short time, and when they stop doing it, they go back into their old state. You know, it's like 30 years ago, I could get a person where they didn't need this. The process we use is called an integration process, the alphabetic integration process. And I could get a person where they didn't need this crutch, even a person in their 50s, in generally a month or 2 months. Now, our stress level is increasing mathematically every 10 or 15 years. In fact, one recent study, the average 25-year-old has more stress today in 1 year than his parents had in 10 years and than the grandparents had in a lifetime. Anyway, our stress levels are doubling every 10 years. And so now, to get a person where they don't need this outside help, where they can hold for extended periods of time, you're lucky to get them down to once a week in 2 or 3 months.